Art, is this one of the more hopeless weekends for local football fans?
Well, I can't see any way around it. This is a remarkable point spread issue. The Seahawks are 14-point underdogs. That almost never happens in the NFL because the league is structured for competitive balance so that every year the least has at least some hope, and the best teams sometimes decay quickly. So that's what they're after, and you rarely see point spreads in the NFL beyond 10 points. In college game, you see point spreads much wider, but Washington really is up against it going into Nebraska with 86,000 fans clad in red, seeking revenge for Washington's Holiday Bowl triumph last year in San Diego. So it's really a remarkable coincidence that this is happening to both teams, but it is looking to be grim.
Well, the Huskies are 17-point underdogs in the game. It's the third time they've played Nebraska in a year.
Yeah, that's very unusual. The Huskies were slaughtered 56-21 in Seattle a year ago at this time, and then by sheer coincidence of the bowl matchups, managed to go down to San Diego and beat the Cornhuskers, who really didn't want to be there. They already had beaten Washington. They didn't care. They came in with a lousy attitude, and Washington put it to them. And so this third rematch, this is the first time this has happened outside of the years around World War II, where Washington has played one opponent three times in a calendar year. So it's really kind of funny. And Washington is 2-0, yet a 17-point underdog. Nebraska is 10th ranked in the country, and they are spoiling for revenge.
Getting back to the Seahawks, they're traveling to Pittsburgh, and it's a similar setup here?
Right. I mean, Pittsburgh is the sacred and blessed team in the NFL, as Seahawk fans found out during the Super Bowl. And they lost their opener 35-7, which is really unusual, and so they're upset with themselves for that. They don't really care that it's the Seahawks, but the Seahawks right now might be the worst team in the NFL simply because of that young offensive line. Someone figured out that since 1995, this is the second youngest line to ever set foot on the field. That was because last week the Seahawks lost 33-17 in San Francisco without the one veteran guy, Robert Gallery, in the line. He's back. That'll help, but it still isn't going to change the dynamic. Pittsburgh is spoiling for a win as well, and the Seahawks aren't ready to play that caliber of ball.
Well, and another interesting and perhaps ironic aspect to the Seahawks-Steelers matchup on Sunday, the same referee who made some very controversial calls in Super Bowl 40, where the Steelers beat the Seahawks 21-10, is also going to be the referee this Sunday.
Yeah, Bill Levy, who actually came to Seattle a year ago for an exhibition game and told everybody that he was haunted by his calls, admitted he'd made errors, and it was a very unusual thing. NFL was upset for him doing that. But, you know, maybe the only hope in this weekend is that Bill Levy has such a conscience that he feels like he owes Seattle one, and this would be a great weekend for a payback.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and you can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.